Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech,
get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all.
I said, God damn it, we kill them all. I like that shit. Or even before that, right at the beginning, get the fuck out of here, you filthy cocksucker. I mean, you can't start off a show more better than that, I guess. The way to do it. How you doing, Skinny?
I'm doing good, Prez, man. How you doing?
Oh, man. As a Christian would say, I am truly blessed. As a God-fearing, Jesus-loving Christian, I would be blessed. But since I'm not a God-fearing, Jesus-loving Christian, I guess I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Nothing special going on. Just wanted to do an anti-Black Friday ranting show because I just love how these idiots gather. You don't see people gathering and getting together for anything important, anything that matters, in these kinds of numbers. I mean, this is in the millions. Like, every one of these, you got to think about it. There's thousands of Walmart, Targets, and big stores all across the country.
And they're at all
weird space alien shit down. Hold on 1 second. And they pack these motherfucking places like sardines. I mean, just, have you ever been to one of these, Skinny? I myself have been to one in all of my existence.
I've been to one, unfortunately, not by my choice, you know, and it's like 3-4 years ago, my girl had me go out there for a Wii, Nintendo Wii, and the only benefit that I got out of it, Prez, was I got it for free, because what happened was they were $100.
How'd you pull that off?
Hell yeah. They were $100, right? And it was Nintendo Wii, and it was like a new color or something going on. It was $100 and came with a game. Ring it up, and the old lady rang me up, and she rang me up for $50 because I had added a game there and then like a $9 membership fee or some kind of membership for the game or something. So I'm like, wait, she rang me up for $52. This should be like $152. So, of course, I walk out the door thinking, oh, this fucking alarm's going to go off. She scanned it. Nope, alarm didn't go off. So after that, I just blended into the hundreds of other zombies that were out in the parking lot and blended in and boned the fuck out.
You got a hell of a deal. Hell of a deal.
Hell of a deal.
Yeah, actually, that is a good time to, you know, get those. I mean, if that would have happened to me, I damn sure wouldn't have said, oh, but wait, this should be $100. Of course not. No, I'm going to be like, hold on, let me go get two more of these. I'll be right back.
Right, exactly.
But,
I don't fuck with that shit, man, because you see it on the news every single goddamn year. Someone's getting trampled. A kid is always getting harmed in the midst of it. Motherfuckers just look like zombies. What are they going to do when the food supply run down like that?
I'm going to terrorize this video real quick because there was this one video, I'm sure you've seen it, it went viral, where this mother and her daughter, I think they had vegetable steamers. The daughter was about maybe 6, 7 at most. And the mother had 2 vegetable steamers in her hands, maybe 3, and the daughter had 1.
And said, here, daughter, you have 1. Yeah.
Yeah, you take 1 for me, you know, using her daughter and her little Jewish scheme, because she's a cheap tightwad. Oh, I'm going to get all these vegetable steamers. These are going to be great gifts this year.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, this little short woman comes in from the side and runs up to the little kid, I kid you not, just grabs the steamer out of her hand and just fucking takes it. Well, the mother, she doesn't want to drop the steamers in her hand.
The other two. Yep.
Yeah, they're too damn important. somehow she gets the woman around her neck, and in the video I hear the woman scream, "You're hurting me," and then the video cuts off.
And the killer part about it was, what there I saw a whole bunch of them on the floor that everybody else was stampeding over. And she could have grabbed one of them. Let me get the kid.
They fell in, initially they fell into the whole skit of these fucking things. I mean, what's so special about these vegetable steamers? Just go get a fucking a pot, a colander thing, and it steams some vegetables.
Right.
You know, it's free. Well, they wanted these, but anyway, the lady, instead of, I mean, if I saw someone rip something out of my kid's hands, I don't care if I got a TV in my hand, I'm dropping that fucking thing, and I'm going to start pounding lumps on this thing. Matter of fact, I will say this to all you pro, or all you anti-woman beaters, I don't condone beating women, but in this instance, I condone power bombing women. I mean, I just beat, I mean, I would give her a fucking uppercut, you know, as hard as I could to get her to bend over, you know, hit her right in the lower midsection. Yeah. And, if there's a fetus in there, Isham told me to kill it. Fuck it. So I'm going to hit her right in that fucking little section in her stomach, get her to bend over. Then I'm going to prop her head right between my legs. And I'm going to put my arms out to the side like fucking Kevin Nash. Right in front of everybody.
Yep.
And I'm going to grab her, pick her up. And as I got her up in the air, I'm going to smell her twat, make sure it smells good. Because if not, I'm going to take her aisle three and get her some fucking douche. And while I'm up there checking that putty, see if it's goody, I'm going to just drop her as hard as I can on the floor and crack her fucking head. Right in front of everybody. And then I'm going to go to jail for the rest of my life.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I actually wouldn't
have feminists attacking you everywhere.
But I would, if somebody attacked my child like that, I would definitely defend my kid. So you see, the lady's vegetable steamers were more important to her than her own child. Anyway, why even bring your kid? When I went to one of these crazy things, it was just me and my wife. We went by ourselves. Our kid was in bed sleeping. You know, while we were at this fucking fiasco. Let me bring on, I believe this is Elaine. This is either Elaine or Gaythorn. I hope it's not Gaythorn. Elaine.
Hi.
Elaine, it's madness. It's a shopping madness sale going on out there. Were you caught up in it?
Oh, no, I wasn't. I don't do Black Friday because I know the meaning of it, and you know, and
down for our listeners, if you don't care, break down the meaning so they know what it is.
Well, Black Friday, how it got its name is that during slavery, this is when they would take black people out to the market and put them up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
they
that's
would go
how
on sale like material possessions, because at the time that's what they were, material possessions.
Exactly.
To some lazy asshole that didn't want to do the work.
So people would come and buy these slaves for half price or for little money at all. So that's why I don't celebrate Black Friday, because when you see these people running out like that, that's all they're doing.
They don't even understand.
The meaning of it, because if they did, I don't think they would go out there.
Well, and if you look at it too, Elaine, most of the material possessions that they're going out and buying is made by slaves today.
Not only that, you're really not getting a bargain, because the stuff is, you know, I mean, when they bring it over here, okay, say like something that's made in China. You know, they would make, or in Africa or wherever, you know, it don't cost nothing to make it, but these people bring these material things over here, jack up the price, you know, I mean, like, you know, and it don't cost no more than a dollar to make over in those countries, you know, and these are.
So Nintendo Wii is probably, it probably costs $10 to make one of those things.
I mean, really, I'm telling you, that's the truth. And so they bring it over here and charge people an arm and a leg for it. So it's not worth it.
Well, Skinny got his for damn near free. So he did pretty good then.
did good that day.
Did pretty good. Yeah. But, yeah, this vegetable steamer, it's like this broad comes out of nowhere and takes out his little kid's hands. Now, we've all seen the videos where people were taking the TV out of each other's hands and getting into fist fights and stuff. But to see a lady just take it from a kid, and this lady was a well-to-do yuppie, a snob. You could tell she was dressed up in her little Macy's get-up, whatever the fuck she was wearing. And she just goes and steals this out of the kid. But I was more mad at the mother for not taking one of her rice steamers.
Right.
And
she did not drop
this lady
any
in the head. I wanted to see that woman bleed for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
wanted to see her suffer. But obviously, that woman's vegetable steamer was more important to her than the safety of her own kid.
Well, a lot of people did get in fist fights, you know, because I was looking at these two guys, I think it was in Chicago somewhere, you know, they got in a serious fist fight trying to run through the door, you know. I mean, they was like down on the ground fighting, you know, and I believe you have a lot of that craziness going on. It don't make no sense.
It's like a void rage or whatever they call it. It's like steroid rage when they get, you know, those so-called Black Friday deals. It's like you step on someone's shoe running into the store and the people attitudes just go out full throttle over a fucking piece of material, you know. It's crazy.
Yeah,
like they're fucking zombies, man. It reminds me of, I'm a comic book fan, so it reminds me of Marvel Zombies, where they're doing the same thing, fighting over food. Well, these guys look like zombies fighting over, you know, who could get the best deal on, you know, a toaster or whatever it is.
I'm walking out of here
with
a
when you got up. And you notice all these worldly events, you know, whatever it may be, always seems to happen within these two or three months, you know, November to January. That's when, the elites are planning, you know, the most shit. Is because everybody's distracted with Black Friday and, you know, Cyber Monday and all these made-up profitable holidays that they profit off of.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy. And you see people in there. I mean, I never see a more diverse crowd. It's everybody. Men, women, children, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Catholic, Muslim. It doesn't matter. Everybody. Now, imagine if all those people united for one common cause of good. Imagine what could be done. No, but they're not even united. They're fighting like cats and dogs over stupid materialistic objects, you know.
You said it, Fred. I mean, a lot of this stuff is for yourself. I mean, that's why you get all the fighting, because stuff like this, you fend for yourself. You ain't thinking about the next person.
You know,
go ahead, Elaine.
You know, I went to Walmart today to get me some bleach, right? And, you know, Cyber Monday is tomorrow. And while I'm in the store, they have all these stacks of TVs, these big screen TVs stacked in the middle of the floor, like right up the front. And here's this little Mexican little boy is climbing all over the TVs. And I walked up to the little boy because I didn't want him to get hurt or, you know, because they could have fallen on him. I mean, they had a stack, you know.
Crush him.
You know, right. They didn't have him stacked along, you know, flat on the floor. They had him stacked standing. And the little boy is climbing all over the TVs. And the parents are standing right there not saying anything. So I walks over to the little boy and say, "Sweetheart, you're gonna knock those TVs over and you're gonna hurt yourself." His little Mexican sister looks at me. She was about maybe 7 or so. She looks at me, rolls her eyes, and go over to her parents and tell her parents that I said something to the little boy. Well, you know, would you rather for him to just get hurt? You know,
some of them don't care, Elaine. Some of them are. That's what makes me sick is these parents. Whenever I took my kid somewhere, I had my eyes on my kid every fucking second, make sure she didn't get in anything, make sure no one was gonna take her.
Crazy.
You never let your kid just wander off. You know,
I mean, really? You know, and they're walking in front, and the kids walking behind them. I mean, this little girl, she was about, I mean, and people snatching. If you want to lose your child, the best and the quickest way to lose them is in a Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got so many.
I saw the video of that guy grabbing that little girl, and luckily she knew to bite him and claw at him and kick and scream.
I remember
and he
that.
Dropped her.
He
ran away. But, you know, most parents, they let their kids just roam so freely that if someone were to pick them up, they wouldn't even know. They wouldn't even care.
Because, again, they fall into that zone where they're focusing on what they got to do, and then 10 minutes of doing that turns into 10 minutes of time where their kid gets kidnapped, and then what's the first thing they say? Oh, we just turned around for a couple seconds and they were gone. No, your ass was occupied for 10 minutes, you know, doing what you were doing in the store, and then now your kid ends up missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. But these people go out there, you know, by the thousands. I went to Walmart. We spent an hour and a half in this fucking place. All I got out of it was
trying to get out of there.
A memory card. Yeah, it was even worse. You know, see, all the other stuff was, by the time I got to it, it was gone. And people are pushing into people. I more or less was just standing there watching everything and, oh, like, wow, what the fuck is this?
Did they have them crazy lines everywhere?
Yeah.
You know, like, for Black Friday. Yeah. Because I went there one time on a Black Friday, not thinking about Black Friday. Like, something simple, like Elaine said. I just went to go get some bleach or something. I forgot what I went to go grab. Just something simple. Of course, I went on Black Friday, and you couldn't just have, like, a checkout line for regular-ass motherfucking people, you know, you just get regular shit, you know. I had to stand in the line, you know, where they're directing traffic, and I'm just coming out with fucking sugar or some shit in the store for a fucking hour and something, just grabbing some sugar.
It disrupts.
Crazy.
It disrupts everything.
It disrupts
people's
everything.
People's greed and need for these materialistic objects. Screws up your ability to go out and buy a pound of sugar or flour, whatever the fuck it is you need. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, people don't understand. Another thing I want to mention, tomorrow we're actually doing a tribute show to Treywood. You remember him, Skinny.
I was going to ask you, did you hear what happened to him?
Yeah,
I just thought.
Man, apparently what I know, either on Thanksgiving or the day before, he passed away, I believe, of a heart attack. And he wasn't that much older than us, you know.
Right, exactly.
You know, our thoughts go out to his family, his friends, most importantly, his children. He's got a young son who looks just like him. You know, young Treywood. Yeah, feel real bad for him. And I had in.
I saw Max J posted. That just threw me off, man.
Mm-hmm. Max, the one that called me, because Mac was in contact with him. You know, and I hadn't had a chance or the opportunity. Me and Treywood, we weren't really on talking terms. I mean, we didn't really fall out. We just kind of quit talking to each other. You know, it happens.
I talked to him on the phone before and stuff, but you know, for music and stuff. And then it's like we never talked after, you know, after that.
I went there and kicked it with him for a day when we shot the video. You know, I got to meet him. You know, he was a good dude. He commanded a lot of respect. I mean, and not, you know what I'm saying, intentionally. Just people respected this guy. I mean, look at his wall. His wall is just... You know, hundreds of people are just devastated. Because, I mean, you know, you're in your early 40s. That's really the prime of your life. You don't expect to just hear that people are dropping dead. You know, Coop just passed of a seizure. You're getting a lot of people having these seizures and their hearts are giving out. And just way too young to go. You know, it's a damn shame.
Yeah.
You know, it's
really is.
It's basically, you know, I did a show yesterday with some reporter, and you know, we were talking about the stuff about eugenics, And it dawned on me that, if I'm not mistaken, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates, they own, I think, 125% of the GMO products, you know? So I'm trying to tell him, all this stuff is eugenic. They're going to kill you one way or the other. They know that this stuff and this water and the food that you're eating is going to kill you. So some of
this
stuff...
It's all population control.
You might be allergic to something, some of these chemicals that they're putting in your food, and you're going to have a reaction to it.
Speaking of GMOs, I just saw a report. You remember back in the days, now they already tried this in the 80s to demonize weed. They said that it affects your brain cells and this, and that. Now they just did a new study where they're talking about that the high potency marijuana affects your memory, your ability to think correctly, your ability to react to certain things. I'm thinking they already tried this shit. There's doctors that smoke this shit religiously or right before they have to do a triple bypass on somebody. You know, I mean, there's professors that smoke this stuff. I mean, how many times do you have to... What it is these politicians and corporations that are going to war against the marijuana industry. They're trying everything they can to stop it. They see that it's picking up steam. More and more people are supporting it. So they're trying to stop it from progressing. And I think it's working because they passed our marijuana laws here in Illinois in 2013. And I think our first dispensary just opened. It took almost 3 years to get a dispensary up and running. There's only one in the state that I know of. And most of the applicants, many of the applicants reported a lot of trouble that they were getting their applications rejected for stupid shit. So apparently, you gotta jump through the hoops to get the card. Then if you get it, they take away your firearms.
Yep.
You can't have a gun to protect your family. So you literally gotta choose between medicine and protecting your family. That's fucked up.
All right.
You can be a drunk, though. You can be a drunk every night and still get you some fucking guns.
Yeah. You could be a drunk with a shotgun. Some dumb redneck with a moonshine. You can go out there and get drunk and shoot at whatever the fuck you want. Speaking of drunks, alcohol seems to be the number one narcotic. Because I'm not even calling marijuana a narcotic. It's not a narcotic. Alcohol is a drug. It seems to be the number one drug in the United States. You notice I was watching a football commercial earlier, and they have football and beer. It's just hand in hand. Why can't you watch football without beer? Why do you need beer to watch football? You know, it doesn't make sense.
They're going to push.
That's how they market it.
You know, it's just like everything else. Anything that they can profit off of. Same thing with medication. You know, I mean, they're going to push it. And then if you're driving, I don't know what. This world is crazy. They tell you, they sell it to you, and then they lock you up for drinking it.
Yeah. Or you end up running into a van, killing a whole family of children, and you know, that happens way too often, too. But about alcohol, they're still promoting it on Monday Night Football, you know. But meanwhile, marijuana cures several illnesses.
That caused more deaths than marijuana.
Yeah. Marijuana doesn't cause anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drunk drivers. And I will say, though, that alcohol must give them motherfuckers superpowers because they could kill a family of five in a car, and them motherfuckers will still live.
Mm-hmm.
They will still live. They'll survive a car accident and kill five, and their ass is super drunk, and they live. I always never got that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys there? Yeah.
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah.
What area code is 973? I don't know. Let me look that shit up real quick.
You have a 973 caller?
Yeah. Apparently, no, I did. North New Jersey. I put him in the green room, said, do you want to come on the show? And no answer. Well, why press number one? A lot of people don't understand it. When you press number one, that means you talk to the host.
He just brought him in right away without the green room. Hey, buddy, if you're at 973, I don't know where the fuck that is. Call back in, you bucket of garbage.
Yeah, speaking of which, West Side Willie didn't call into the show last night, did he?
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
and
he's a coward.
We had all night
because
we went overtime, man. We stopped
either.
At fucking 10:30, so, you know, we went overtime by pretty much an hour or so. So he had all night long to call. He didn't do shit.
Mm.
See, he last week was, last Sunday, he was supposed to come on this show and bring 100 black Israelites with him. He didn't do it. He didn't show up yesterday on KFYB, and he's not here again today. Tonight's show is about Black Friday. Did you get out in the thick of all that crap, Six?
I'm on the harbor side, man. Got me some fucking weed for cheapo-ass prices, dude. Motherfucking ass, $6 candy bars, $20, $850.
I bet it was hella mellow over there, too. No pushing, no screaming. People aren't grabbing handfuls of weed out of each other's hands.
All it was, there was fucking conversation about what you getting on that shit. You smoke that shit? Yeah, that's that shit. That's pretty much what the conversation was, man. Everyone asking what the fuck they're smoking on, and
peaceful.
You know. Oh, and shout out to
Harvard.
They was giving out everybody free edibles while you was in line waiting. They had Kiva come through with free single doses of the fucking chocolate bars. You had many different flavors. You had also the chocolate covered berries and espresso beans, all for free. That was the shit, man. So I got high while I was waiting for my shit.
Yeah, man.
The shit I'm smoking right now, too, man, it's going to take a minute to kick in because this is like some slow-reacting weed, but when it kicks in, man, it should be closing my eyes and making me feel like I'm blind. Call Helen. And I'm starting to suspect it's supposed to be Helen Keller because this shit make you feel retarded after you've been smoking for that long, man. Just shut your
face.
Your
couch lock,
too?
Yeah, that couch lock, too?
Man, you just be sitting there with your fucking eyes just itchy and dry. Feeling like you're blind, but you high as shit, and you really can't do nothing about it. That shit, man. That good comatose weed.
Yeah, so it's good for anxiety and all that. And,
pain. Real good for pain, relaxation, anxiety, and sleep. If you're going to close your eyes to this, while your eyes are open, it might be weird, but when you close your eyes, you're just knocking out, man. I went to sleep like this last night and had some weird old trippy fucking dream. Something ended with something holding or getting hit with a brick or something. I don't even know what the fuck it was. But extremely good fucking weed.
It sounds more like a night terror instead of a dream. But, definitely. Definitely go to Harborside in the Bay Area if you're from over there. If you're not, then you're just like the rest of us. You're shit out of luck. Fucking, it's crazy.
I think time's coming soon where it has to be pretty much legal, you know, with all the
well,
states are
it's generating huge amounts of money in the states where it is legal. They've seen an increase in revenue and you know, they've seen the benefits of it. It should be all across the board the same, but every state is its own corporation, so it's going to have its own laws. What about in Chicago, though, aside from Black Friday? And all the bullshit at Walmart and Target and all these stores. Chicago, there's been some serious protests going on. Have you seen the videos? Have you seen some of the things going on over there?
Oh, about the kid. I forgot the kid's name.
16
McDonald's
times,
got shot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, too.
16 times.
That cop plugged them.
16 times, man. And all those kids that's been killed like Michael Brown, I don't care. All those cops are nothing but fucking Ku Klux Klans. And you know what? They infiltrated
in
the police department. They done got in the police department. You know, it's part of, everything is messed up. All these kids have lost their life because of some racist motherfucking cop.
There's a torture center right there in Chicago, too. It looks like a warehouse. It's a torture center. where they go there and they waterboard and they beat the shit out of people with phone books and I mean,
they
don't even take them to jail, man.
They take them to that place and they torture them, like you're saying. And then the family can't find them. They're not. They haven't even been booked. You know, they have a torture center away from the jail. You know, this shit is crazy. You know, I don't care if I lose friends. You know, because when the Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin was killed, you know, people were saying they deserve to die. Don't no kids deserve to die when you got some racist motherfuckers
out there
telling them. You know, I mean, so drop me, lose me. I'm going to say what I want to fucking say. Don't nobody deserve to die just because you hate me because of my race or my color.
But you know what story's bugging me a lot more, too? Elaine, did you hear about that? I know you probably heard about this. All y'all probably heard about the 9-year-old boy that was shot in Chicago by the gang
member.
Oh,
that was horrible.
And the killer part about it is I blame the parents for that because they said the daddy's in denial saying, oh, I'm not a gang member and all this shit. And,
well, that's why they kidnapped the dad, the little child, because the father was part of a gang. And what they did was they
And then what the fuck was the mom doing sitting there buying the fucking car with the GoFundMe money? And I'm noticing a lot of these people are getting these GoFundMe accounts after their children die, and they're spending it on bullshit.
Like the girl.
Yes, warning of your child.
Car.
Kickstarter, GoFundMe to hold some, fund some hoish lifestyle, man. That's some bullshit.
You know, like
you know,
the girl
gets
the lottery. You know,
those
yeah.
The people who killed that young boy are the worst of cowards. I mean, you lure a kid in the alley, a school child at that, and murder him just
alley,
because his daddy's in a gang. Or whatever the case may be. I hate to say it for the city of Chicago, and you know, a lot of people probably mad to even hear me say it, but really there's no hope. I'm going to tell you why. You've got Rahm Emanuel as the mayor. This guy, ever since he, I mean, Chicago's always been a violent city, but ever since he took reins as the mayor, the city has just turned to complete shit. I mean, people are killing each other in record numbers. The school systems, they closed down several schools. Children are getting lured in the alleys and getting slaughtered. Cops are emptying clips in the backs of children. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just fucking nuts. There's no hope for that city. It sickens me because that's where all my people come from. That's where my people are.
Wasn't it Michigan the other day where the state or who was it said that it was someone, maybe it was one of the politicians or someone, said that state of Michigan wasn't responsible for children getting an education? You know, so a lot
that,
of these
that doesn't
places
surprise me
children
either.
The same way. They don't give a damn about nobody. You know, they just came out and told the truth, how they feel. They're not responsible for nobody getting an education, you know. So you know, you it's like a catch 22. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah, like I said before, this toilet of a country, it's already been flushed, and it's only a matter of time before everything goes down the tubes. And there's nothing any of us can do about it. All you can do is live your day to day life until it's time to check in, because that Thunderdome shit we've been talking about, Six, it's right around the corner. It's gonna get real fucking ugly here. It already is getting ugly.
I was reading the other day about if ISIS come here, the first thing they're gonna do is attack our electricity. And on top of that, you know, we're not going to have water because the water is run by that. And this is what their target is going to be. You're not going to be able to use your bathroom. You're not going to be able to do shit like you said.
Jesus.
So,
when they fuck with the power grid, anybody fucks with the power grid. Yeah, you're good. You're fucked. Even if
close this motherfucker. I don't care. Close this motherfucker off, man. Let's not let you Syrians in. We're after them fucking shot of Paris up, man.
That's
Jesus
exactly
fucking Christ.
What they're gonna do, you know, and the thing about it is, like, It's crazy. It's really, really crazy out here, man. So, you know, you just might as well, like prayers say, just turn over and just, you know, let them do whatever they want to do.
Ridiculous, man.
You know?
Because, you know, common sense says, if a country gets attacked by a set of people who says, hey, we're Syrians, blah, 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 you know, this shit, you don't let them same people in your goddamn country, too. You know, there was a time when if you look at how World War II and all the wars before, the war was racist and it made fun of the enemies. We don't make fun of our enemies no more. We're too PC to call them Muslims. We can't say shit. We can't say, hey, you fucking raggies. You know, we can't say shit like that and be correct. Back in the day, you were calling your enemies gooks and nips and fucking krauts and all kinds of awful shit and wops and guineas. Those terms came from wartime. You can't even do that because we have to love some fucking bullshit enemy. Fucking carpet bomb them and fucking be done.
Yeah.
You know,
it's ridiculous.
They done took away all of
Who is the real enemy? Who is the real perpetrator of all this shit? If you were the
I just want goddamn Syrians in the motherfucking country to come in and shoot me up.
The United
don't let them
States.
Fucking dirty motherfuckers here.
Yeah, we got
the
enough
United
people
States.
Here to kill us.
Mm.
We don't need to worry about anybody else. There's plenty
exactly.
of killers here. There's.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Honestly, every time I see like that fucking palish, darkish skin and the big ass nose with that fucking the raccoon eyes and the greasy hair, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that motherfucker. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, they taught that about that little clockmaker kid, and he's getting $15
Yeah, motherfucker,
that
bomb. Please stop lying.
$15 million.
Fucking cocksucker.
I'll go to any school with a clock if I can make
$15 million. Oh, my God. I want to go make a goddamn briefcase goddamn clock bomb thing, man, little bastard. $15 million. Oh, fuck the world if he gets that, man.
If he gets that, he'll open up a chain of coffee shops and a donut shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? He comes over, let's say, well, not him, but let's say your average a Syrian refugee comes over here, right? And he comes to Atlanta, Elaine, and he gets a business loan. And he opens up a restaurant or whatever the hell it is, a liquor store, whatever. More likely a liquor store. Let's be real. Just be real. He's going to open up a fucking liquor store. You know about this, Six. He's going to open up a fucking liquor store.
With an American name.
Beer bottle by the
toilet.
He's going to have that liquor store tax-free for 5 years. Then he's going to sell it to his cousin for a penny. Then he's still going to own it, and his cousin's going to manage it, and his cousin's going to get a tax free for 5 years. And they're going to keep doing that and doing that. They're never going to pay taxes on the fucking thing. Meanwhile, anybody who does pay taxes is going to pay taxes on this motherfucker making all this income off of everyday people. So, I mean, even if he's not a fucking jihadist terrorist, he's still going to come in here and rape the American people some kind of way. This is the land of the free and the land of the opportunity for certain people. if you're an illegal alien, you happen to hop over the wall, you're going to get insurance right away. But if you're a 75-year-old man like my father who's worked all his life, you're going to have to run through fucking hoops and fight through fucking all kinds of – you're going to have to ridicule yourself and go to your financial assistance offices and shit like that. But no, if you're from fucking Honduras, just hop on in, and we'll take you straight to where you need to go and give you everything you need. You know, I'm not worried. I'm not concerned with them being terrorists. I'm just, you know, tired of motherfuckers getting a pass when other motherfuckers don't get the pass.
I'm gonna say one thing first about the social services. One thing I will note about that is when you do go apply for shit, look at the ones who look like they're kind of fresh off the boat, but they also got money on them. Look how they dress.
Yeah.
Look at the shit. These motherfuckers aren't broke when they get their little fucking general assistance and they fucking job clubs and shit like that to get paid while they supposedly search for jobs and shit and get food stamps and money. They
and
got
then
money
what they
too.
Do.
Yeah.
But you know what I just heard again? They just got this border police officer, I know y'all done heard about that. I think he had 100 pounds of cocaine bringing it over into Chicago. They just busted it. the police officer.
Like I said, Chicago's a mess.
Spike Lee's
going to make fun of the situation. That motherfucker's going to make fun of the whole situation.
Ain't
all the
crazy?
People getting murdered and all the drugs, and he's going to make a fucking a parody of it.
Coonin.
And call it Chirac like it's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing to be proud of. How many mothers have to bury their sons or bury their kids, their little daughters who caught stray bullets? And you're going to make a fucking parody of this?
I saw that trailer, man. You cooning like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
But yeah, that, like what Six was saying about, you know, the foreigners and shit. I know this too, for like with some of them coming over here, starting a business or whatever, and then they'll send money back home to their family members, and then they bring their family members over here, and then they send money back home, and that's
yep.
the chain cycle that they do.
Hey, they brilliantly work the
like
system.
Like machines,
and it's working.
Too, man.
I'm
mad at
them.
Hats off. I mean, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ, they fucking, you know, if you can do that successfully, and it works. I mean, every Baskin Robbins I've ever went to in my life,
well, you
is always a dude praying to a tinfoil box. He has some type of one of the drawers has tinfoil in it with some type of little figurine and a candle. That he's, a fucking weirdo.
Little elephant toy press.
Yeah. The fucking the tinfoil man.
Oh man.
I mean, why are you gonna pray to a box?
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, speaking of
Where I worked at, my boss kind of had her shit, but it was like in a little doll display case thing. Like, it was a little own little kind of house. It was like some sort of multi-arm statue thing. But she kept it out of sight, and it was like you really wouldn't notice it. It was like behind, under a table, way on the floor, next to the computer, on the ground somewhere. Like she was.
Did she have a hookah lying around? Did she smoke out of a hookah?
She sold them. We sold crappy miniature ones that were kind of garbagey. So she probably took some home yourself. Probably give you smoke cancer after you smoke. I don't know. So I wouldn't know.
Did she smell like curry?
Oh man, you know it. Jesus fucking Christ. They all kind of smell the same, man. If you've been around one Hindu and you smell that smell. See, people are going to get confused when I say Hindu. Oh, he's being racist. He's also going to mean Arabs and boobity-boo Middle East. No, I'm talking about Hindu from, you know, that area. You know, like Dawson from Street Fighter
he could disappear from one side of the screen and appear on the other side of the screen.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many white people can do that?
Not many. Hey, curry's good food, too, man. Not to say nothing bad about the fucking Pakis, you know. Curry's some good shit. That bread thing they have going, what is that, paneer, the bread thing, it's just bread, that's decent. The chicken, whatchamacallit, that's good stuff. Past that, the people kind of smell funny, but, you know,
I
y'all can correct
curry
that.
Curry almost every day.
Curry powder's a great spice to use for different things.
Ladies got that good home.
All you correct is just take showers, man, you know, now that you're in America. You can welcome yourself to all the Western kinds of soaps and shampoos and
they
different kinds
of
things.
They smell like
you
they pickle
you know,
themselves.
With. If you're
they
a
smell like
yourself.
A jar of pickles. They don't smell like they use soap. Like they wash with some type of a pickle. But shout
oily.
Out to all our
you know,
I much
don't
respect.
Really weird oily smell. You know, I smell oily, like a weird oily. Like perfumey garlicky smell. Like what is that shit? It's so like soury and perfumey. It's gross, man.
I bet they didn't go to Black Friday. I bet they didn't.
No, they're too busy selling the shit at Black Friday, man.
Selling their own
shit. Store.
Yeah. it's flea market.
They own
time.
Everything. Oh, one thing you know about a lot of dudes work in the liquor stores. Here's why a lot of these fucking liquor stores get by off the fucking taxes and shit, too, because a lot of dudes who work at liquor stores that aren't part of family or just neighborhood dudes and shit, work register, clean up and shit, they pay these motherfuckers under the table, and it's whatever, whenever. So, you know, it's what? These motherfuckers make all the cash. And they sit in the neighborhood. They don't live anywhere in the neighborhood. It kills me because this bitch doesn't live anywhere near in the neighborhood. They live like fucking in the rich parts town, and they come over here.
They're extremely racist too. They don't like. I've seen videos where they don't like black people. I've seen videos where you know, they're telling them to get out of the store and using slurs and all kinds of stuff. You know.
Pretty up and by.
They're not very friendly these days. What happened to the friendly Hindu?
I'll tell you what. I think it's foreigners and Westerners in particular. Because my coworker was also African, like from fucking where's that fucking Blood Diamond place at fucking hellhole in that movie? Same fucking spot. But he hated fucking.
Zimbabwe.
He was super. He had this one thing he'd like to do. If you asked him where you were from and you were a white person, he'd be like, oh, and he'd spill out his guts and tell you a nice story about what he used to do when he was home and fucking food he used to eat back there.
Yeah.
But if you're just some off-the-street regular old black dude, he'd just say, no, I'm from the west coast of Africa, and leave it at that. And especially
so he didn't
want
to talk
African.
To black people.
Like he could smell out other non-Africans that weren't part of his dumb tribe, and he'd treat them the same way. But if you
know,
came
like how
in,
Italians hate mix, but they're both white.
Yeah, this dude was super. He was super racist. He wasn't a fan of Mexicans either. But he told me once, I'm not a fan of Mexicans.
That's
cool
when you're racist against your own race.
It was cool though. I got along with him fun. We exchanged a bunch of racist jokes together. It was great.
Well, it helps time go by.
Yeah.
Especially when you got a racist boss who, the piece of shit, won't pay you.
I think the last thing I heard was every 3 weeks, and I said, fuck it, I don't want to get. Who the fuck is paid every 3 weeks? You gotta be. Let's shoot yourself in the head.
Yeah, you gotta be out of your mind, yeah.
Try a weekly? Nah, bitch, get out of here.
I mean, there should be some type of employment laws in place to regulate that, but they're not.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of people that own businesses that they do that under the table crap, and they treat their employees like shit. My wife had a job like that, and her employer was just a total scumbag. Used her, you know, if she was on her way into work, could you pick me up this? Could you stop at the store and pick us up that? So it had to include everything else. The whole family had to get involved in the situation. It's like, get the fuck out of here. You know, if you want these extra things, then you need to pay extra money. And then she would hold her pay and dock her pay. Uh-huh. That was just fucked up the way people do that. You know, certain people should be shut down. But
a lot of people should be shut down.
A lot of people, definitely. It's, you know, America, the more I look at America, people always say this is the greatest nation on the planet, and I say, how? Prove it to me.
Right.
Are we better than other nations? Obviously. Who the fuck would want to live down in Colombia, especially during the cocaine harvest? You know, it'd be pretty dangerous, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, we're generally better... Generally speaking, at pointing the finger at saying that everybody else is bad than the other country.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why we're number one. That's why.
Yep.
That's why you had all these doofuses in the 80s. You know, I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah.
Fucking dogs. Even the great James Brown. I mean, shout out to James Brown.
Hey, Rocky IV was the biggest propaganda movie ever, though, wasn't it? Come on, that was just about America smashing your fucking face and then forcing you to embrace peace.
I'm almost expecting something like that now with Putin going around. But really, I'm rooting for Putin. Hey, that's the new slogan, rooting for Putin if he runs for president.
I'm with Putin. Putin hangs out with superstars, man. He's a hell of an entourage. He's a good dude. He trains
too. This guy is an ex-fucking guerrilla warfare fighter. He's a soldier of fortune. He's probably has more confirmed kills than that stupid sniper that got shot. I forget his name, but... I don't know, his film won an Oscar last year. Fuck him.
The American Sniper, Chris Kyle?
Yeah, fuck him.
Kyle
something. All these people love him, say he's a hero. He has all these confirmed kills. But I bet you any amount of money that the other guy has more confirmed kills.
Yeah,
I still haven't seen that movie either, man.
Notice he's not fucking around. You know, here's my theory. If you know, we step on his toes too much, at what point is he going to say, you know what, I'm just going to start lobbing bombs at you? And when is World War III going to kick off? The Pope recently said this is the beginning of World War III. Now, the Pope is, you know, I mean, have we ever heard a Pope say that before? I don't think so. Usually we hear the Pope say, hurry up and hide the boys, the media's coming. Other than that, they're pretty silent. Hurry up, get those boys. Get them behind the curtain. Close their mouths.
Yeah.
I think the last Pope was quoted as saying, pop that boy pussy. Something to that.
Yeah. The last Pope was a Nazi, in fact.
He looked like, he looked like the Star Wars Emperor, sure. Man. Fucking no evil villain-looking motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, either him or John McCain, they both could pass for that role.
Yeah.
Speaking of Star Wars, if you guys are looking for Star Wars memorabilia, former audio man Jerry, or Jam, a.k.a. Jam, that means, I don't know what it stands for exactly, but he has a whole collection of Star Wars collectibles, including these little knitted pajamas with Darth Vader emblems on them.
Oh,
and he will
wow.
sell them to you at a reasonable price. Just go to the website, UGSforLife.com/jam, J-A-M, and you'll see all his collectibles there.
Does he have the one with the hoodie and it's like the dumb helmet? Fucking good for him.
Yeah, he's got the new mouth guard, too. He's got that mouth guard because that homeless man struck him in the face with a crowbar. Such a tragic event. All his teeth fell out. And his mommy had to buy him new teeth. And that's why he talks with a lisp. He's got like a little Mexican lisp, and he's got a real high-pitched voice, too.
You need the best voice, though. First, you got your voice one time.
Yeah. My name is Jerry. Like, fucking, I got these new reverb cables, and they like, really good. I just purchased them, and they're fucking, like awesome. I really, really, like, love them. And, fuck, yeah, I got a cat. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy loves his cat, too. I'm sorry, men. Cats are for old women. They're not particularly for young males. A young man should possess a dog of some sorts. You know, show a little more masculinity, you Jedi Knight. You stupid Home
Best
Depot
friend,
worthless
yeah.
bum.
Yeah.
That's what we did. When Jerry left, we kind of dropped him off at Home Depot. And, you know, I put him in the back of the truck. I was like, all right, it's time. You robbed us. Now it's time to go back to the depot. Now he's over there, and he's apparently doing wonderful. He's got a whole car full of oranges, and he's got a sale going on for Black Friday. All through until Monday, if you buy a dozen oranges, you get two dozen free. I mean, how the hell are you going to beat that? So shout out to Jerry.
It's like this. It's like, let's say you're checking out the job site and you're going over there to check up, see how it's doing in part of your house. Like, hey, where the fuck is everybody? And, you know, the Mexican's not there working on it. Instead, on your way to the job site, this fucking Mexican is in the bathroom fucking looking for things to fucking steal. Like, hey, counting toilet paper and shit to fucking stash in a bag. Just getting ready to fucking
well,
check out
supplies.
With it.
Real fast. I mean, he's got that wonderful cart built for the oranges and all those compartments he could put toilet paper in. And, you know, he has a compartment for his knives. You got to have knives. You can't be selling oranges without knives. I mean, come on. You got to show people how to peel them properly. And,
yeah, you
got to
give them samples.
Oh, yeah, definitely samples.
Yeah.
He gave that bum a few samples of his teeth. Like, here, take these ivory nuggets that I've had all my life. Have them.
Gave
us a blood off of
taste, man. It's fucked.
I mean, this is a great story. Here you got some little arrogant, dumb punk, long-haired, Richard Ramirez-looking motherfucking metalhead who sees a homeless man and decides, hey, gee, I'm going to go over there and harass him. It's going to be way too cool, dude. And he runs over there while this guy is sleeping. He's harassing him. And I mean, this is just my guess how it happened. While he's harassing him, the bum takes a firm grip of this metal crowbar that he has inside his coat. He begins to pull it out, and Jerry looks back at his friend. Hey, look what I'm doing to this bum. And he turns around, and you hear this ding, and all his teeth come out. And then he's picking up his teeth, crying and screaming, blood dripping everywhere. He had to call his mommy, took him to the ER.
I'm not sure if I remember correctly, but I think what happened was the bum was actually just tired of you know, his shit. He was getting picked on for a while, and on that day he decided fucking enough was enough, and then fucking...
It was a long period of events that led up to this horrible, tragic incident.
It was vengeance.
Oh, man. Well, shout out to the bum for having the bummy balls to stand up for himself.
That's a real life hobo. It's a hobo with a crowbar.
Yeah. Fucking damn. Rucker Hauer on Jerry's ass. Jesus Christ. Fucking crazy. Other than that, folks, we have nothing for you. We don't have a guest. We don't have a topic other than Black Friday. We've already talked about Black Friday. We've already given you our thoughts on it. If you have any show ideas, hit us up at ugsforlife.com. If you want to be a guest on the show, do the same thing. If you got a horrific story you want to tell us, or just, you know, you've been fucked over by the company you work for, your boss made you suck his horse's dick, anything, you know, hit us up. We'll gladly screen your request. No, speaking of this, I want to say this. I'm not making this up. There's actually a horse problem going on in Switzerland.
No.
The Swiss are actually, I'm looking for it in the news. Hold on one second. Okay, animal rights workers fear sex attacks on horses rise. Now, I'm not making this up. This is the one from the New York Post. It says people having sex with horses is on the rise in Switzerland. It says more Swiss people are having sex with horses, according to a new sickening report. There were 105 cases of, you know, bestiality in Switzerland in 2014, 10% of which involved people having sex with them. Now, there's an estimated 110,000 horses living on 18,000 Swiss farms. Experts estimate that 10,000 people in Switzerland are having sex with these horses. Now they're calling it zoophilia instead of what were they calling it before? Bestiality. Now zoophilia.
I heard that term before. Zoophilia is a technical term, man. It's an old term.
Yeah, it's basically the pedophilia for animals is zoophilia. So, yeah, shouts out to Switzerland. I guess you're number one in something. Jesus Christ, imagine that, to be number one of all things, you're number one of horse fucking.
That's, man, it used to be chocolate. What happened? How do you go from chocolate to fucking horse fucking?
Yeah,
exactly, man.
This shows you how sick our planet is. When you have, I mean, this is a trend. And anybody that's on Facebook, if you're promoting or if you just have a lot of friends and you scroll down your page, surely you've come across one of these horrific videos where you see some chick
taking
35 inches of horse dick.
I can name the exact group. Just today, Prez, that fucking dumb page, the Turnip Group. Turnip Group? Yeah, the Turnip Group.
The Turnip Group? Was it Turnip like the saying or like Super Mario Brothers Turnips?
Turn it up. You know, the stupid Turn Up saying,
man.
Oh,
the Turnip Group. Okay, I'm seeing
that. Yeah, you're in too with Mac. You know this group talking about, man. Tell me, there ain't a picture of like fucking multiple bitches putting snakes in their crotches. Like, what the fuck is this? Are these fucking snakes?
Can you imagine that? You're putting an animal that could very well bite the inside lining of your vagina at any given time. Or imagine these queebs like Richard Gere with the gerbil. They're probably inserting snakes into their rectums too. Imagine that. You ever see that? You ever see a video of Steve Irwin or whoever gets bit by a python, and the thing won't fucking let go. It locks in a place like a pit bull. Imagine going to the ER with a python in your ass, and a thing taking the thing out. That would be the.
You know, in all honesty, though, everything aside, I don't really care to see a bitch suck a dog dick or get fucked by a horse. But let's say, just as an example. At a titty bar, One of the acts was, you know, playing with the snake. And one of the things she'd do is a snake would ride up inside of her fucking pussy or inside of her asshole. I might shell out a few more bucks for that. I might toss a few more ones. You know, honestly, that don't sound too bad in that context. Just in that context alone, not in this bitch in the pipeline.
When you think of bestiality and zoophilia, whatever the fuck they call it now, it's just like, okay, you pick on children, you go after the elderly. I've seen cases of where guys were caught raping like 90-year-old women in nursing homes.
Enough.
Now you got to go after Spot.
You got to go after Mr. Red.
Toto and all these different people. It's like, what the hell is going on?
I mean, raping a 9-month-old baby here in Georgia the other day, a little boy. The lady left her babies with the babysitter, and the man decided to rape, that one of the family members decided to rape the 9-month-old baby. So the baby died.
This is
really crazy.
It's a terrible decision to make.
And it's just sad.
Especially
I knew this mother.
Damn family.
I knew this mother. She had her first litter when she was younger, probably in her 20s. She had a litter of 5. The reason I say litter is because this woman is a fucking dog and an animal and a low-life scum.
She had her
first litter of kids. There was 5 of them. One of them drowned in the bathtub while she was on the phone, so the other 4 got taken away. Then they allow her to have another litter of kids about 15 years later when she's almost like 45. Somehow she manages to pump out 4 more children that are just born into shame and humiliation, right? And these kids were abused by family members and this and that. It makes you wonder why the state or why anybody would allow this person to reproduce. You know what I'm saying? Now, here you got someone like Elaine who they took her right to reproduce away. Now, we all know Elaine is a wonderful mother and would make a wonderful mother many times over. But here, this woman over here is pumping out kids who have been raped by family members, who've been abused, been in and out of the system. You know, why the hell are they allowing that creature to continue to produce these poor, unfortunate children out of her stinky, nasty.
Just because dick was her number one objective. She just needed dick.
Yeah. It's a damn shame. But it goes to show you, life is very unfair. The scales are always tipped in one direction. It's crazy. We can really never have enough topics because this show will never run out of topics. There's always some fucked up shit we can talk about. Even if we don't have a guest or not, it's always good to talk to you guys. Hope Mook is okay. Shout out to Mook and his family. Hope he's doing good. Same with Saeed and Ron. I don't even know Ron by any other name than Ron. But,
right.
He's pretty much a fixture of this show from time to time. So shout out to those guys. Shout out to everybody at UGS Radio, Velvet, Mac. Of course, everybody here on the phone. Hope you guys had a wonderful day, if you celebrated it or not. You know, I don't know. Did you do anything for Thanksgiving, Elaine?
Yeah.
Whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah, I did a little bit of something. I'm reading this here. The ugliest I learned about Chicago police while reporting on gun control. Some residents call their police force the biggest gang in the city.
It is. And you got to understand, Chicago's the gang capital of the world, and the biggest gang in the city is the police. That's without question.
But, you know, that's been going on since Al Capone.
Yeah.
You know?
Corruption, they've shut the city down, taken out. I mean, like I said, 3 of our last 5 governors have been to the penitentiary. This state is, we're fools for living here. We got to get out of here. You know, I advise anybody living in the state, come up with a goal, make a plan, get the fuck out. There's nothing here positive for you. You know, it's all gonna go to hell pretty soon. Speaking of hell,
18 bullets in 15 seconds.
Yeah, speaking of hell, I really, really want, me and Six had the Satanist on the show before. Now, we've had all kinds of religion on here. I want a Satanist to come on here and represent what they represent, and we can pick them apart a little bit, and you know, maybe I might agree with them on a few things. I don't know. Do I agree with them on burning babies and having cannibalistic orgies? Absolutely not. But, the guy we had on the show said that that they don't believe in that crap and that they don't even believe in the devil. So I don't know. Who knows?
You know,
we need to have him on and ask him.
When
we
did have Les on, I did find a lot that I did agree with him when he said that, oh, our religion pretty much just means we worship ourselves and just us. I dig that, but I'm not calling myself Satanist. I worship myself. I'm God to me. You know, I understand what you're talking about in that sense.
Well, so was Adrian Adonis, and he was remember him? You know who I'm talking about? You remember him, Skinny, don't you? He's dead, unfortunately. He died in a, but he wore a pink tutu.
Tutu. Damn.
What
Toxic
the fuck Avenger. Was that? Did you hear that?
Like
that
weird something. Unless someone hung out, that's not normal.
We've been hijacked, but
sending us instant messages.
No. No.
They've been hitting me in
no.
America.
We're speaking of which.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We need to have another person. I think show that we need to do is we need to do another show with Anthony Hilder. Now, last time we had him on the show, he had dementia, he had a stroke, he was in pretty bad shape, but I keep seeing him posting stuff on Facebook. I don't know if it's admin or if it's...
That's not the admin.
So you mean even after Hilder is all incapacitated, the admin's
gonna
take over?
I think Hilder's going to be like Fidel Castro. You're never going to be sure until one day it happens. You're gonna keep posting.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Anthony J. Hilder, the one and only. That's still one of the best interviews I think we've ever done because, the first one, on the podcast.
It went everywhere. That's a good thing, man. It went everywhere.
Yeah. It went everywhere, and he was talking about all kinds of different things. But, tomorrow, tune in 9 p.m., we're going to do a tribute show to Trey Wood. Unfortunately, another one of those shows. I mean, people are just dropping like flies, and... You never know. So everybody on the line here, take care. We'll talk to you guys real soon. We're out of here.
Peace.